Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 2012, Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country as BBM Bumba Bread Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saver calling from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, major new report, inland waterways claim more than 900 lives. Very sad, more than 900 people have drowned in inland waterways, including rivers, creeks, lakes and dams in Australia in the 10 years to 2021, accounting for more than a third of drowning deaths in Australia. Look, that's not good numbers, very sad, just losing 900 people. We're going to catch up with Yana, Senior Project Officer, Royal Life Saving. That's Katrine Pickles. Online, Katrine, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very sad conversation we're having, but 900 lives have been lost in regard to drowning inland waterways. This is so very sad. Please add to the conversation regarding where we're at with it. Are we lackadaisy around water as Australians? Yeah. We're putting our family in danger.
Yeah, definitely. And so we know that 80% of those 924 people that we lost were males. So a lot of families losing a loved one in their lives and losing a lot of men in our lives as well. So it's very tragic.
Mm. And so when you look at this report as such, hence we're having this conversation here and now, we've just got to shed light on the situation. 900 lives is 900 too many, yes?
Yeah, definitely. So we know that rivers and lakes are the top places where people drown. And a lot of those people were swimming and having fun and recreating. So they're going into the water by choice. But also a lot of people are falling into water. Mm. So just being really careful when you're planning a day to go near the water, whether you plan to get in or not, just making sure that you're taking care and checking the conditions, making sure what's happening with the weather, but also making sure you're wearing your life jacket and going with your friends. Don't go alone.
Exactly. Now, you mentioned a majority of the deaths are young males. So we as young males, we as young men, we need to be more diligent in regard to safety. Sometimes we think they're warriors, we're untouchable, and we can do anything, but not the case.
For sure, yeah. And I think, just think of, the people that you'd be leaving behind, because sometimes we take risks and we think, you know, we're superman, superwoman, but just making sure that we thinking about the people that we would be leaving behind. We don't want to be making silly decisions and not thinking about everything that can happen.
Mm. So, I mean, like, there's so many rivers, so many creeks, so many dams, and, of course, we live on a big island with ocean all around this beautiful big country. We can't put signs everywhere, be careful, take care, that sort of stuff. It's this conversation. It's in our barbecues at home. It's in the car driving. We're about to go for a swim, guys. Let's be careful. Yeah, we're going to just iterate it, don't we?
Yeah, just making sure you're putting that life jacket on if you're going to go in a boat. So we talk about water safety for little ones, but we don't take care of ourselves in the same way. So especially for men 25 to 34 years old, that was 18% of those drowning. So that's a really big age group. And also 35 to 44-year-old men, we're losing up too many people from this thing that can be prevented.
Well, exactly. Katrine, we're living in the world of a pandemic regarding COVID-19. But when you look at 900 lives lost to drowning, that in itself is becoming a pandemic.
Yeah, and so that's about 92 people per year that we're losing to drowning. And, sometimes it is accidental, but a lot of the times it's just taking too many risks and not preparing ourselves in advance.
Exactly, and I'd like to think that, well, sad, but alcohol could be a drama as well. When we're partying, barbecuing, around the beach and dam and creeks and what have you, you're mixing alcohol with your activities. Not good.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah. So we know I'm not supposed to drink and drive, and it's the same. Don't drink and swim. Don't drink and get on a boat.
Jet
making
ski,
sure
whatever.
You're taking care of yourself.
Well, we're having this conversation to shed light on the situation. That's very sad. Those numbers are very high. We need to bring those numbers down. Katrine, I thank you very much for the yarn. All the best to you. And I will say, you're a beautiful little puppy there. Stayed quiet in our conversation.
Yeah, we did really good. Thanks.
All the best. You take care. We'll yarn soon.
Thanks, Trevor. Okay, take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. There it is, a beautiful yarn there with Katrine Pickles, and she's with Royal Life Saving, a senior project officer. Very, very sad, but look at those high numbers. Major new report, inland waterways claim more than 900 lives. That is pathetic, and 80% of those 900 lives are young males. So you deadly brothers out there need to take care. I don't think you're untouchable, and you need to just be cautious on what you're doing, and don't mix alcohol with your swimming. They say no alcohol while driving, well, no alcohol while swimming at the same time. There it is. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Big shout out to NERS, National News Radio Services. Takes us across the country, and we come to you live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, and that's BBM, Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM on your dingy country. Too deadly, mob.
I've got this story to tell about my people. Wadira, Inabakawa, Punga. I've got the story to tell about my people, story to tell about my land, story to tell about my people, story to tell about my land, the board again. I've got the story to tell about my people, story to tell about my land, story to tell about my people, story to tell about my
Everybody goes down to Carriana. Love is something that we used to share, but I know something's gonna go put you about it.
This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Your skin is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day. Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you say yarn up strong. Now, Charles Darwin University students, app aids construction safety in remote Northern Territory communities. We're going to catch over yarn now with Master of Information Technology and Software Engineering, Loomis, that's Anand Kunju, and also has Dr. Kate Kuti on the line. A very good morning to you both. How are you?
Good morning. We're doing very well. Thank you.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Starting with the student there, Anand, thank you very much. So you're the student that created this app, AIDS Construction Safety in Remote Northern Territory Communities. So explain the app there, please, Anu.
Yes, so this application is called Safety First ND, and this application has augmented reality features that help users to visually learn how to stay safe on a construction site.
Okay, so we're talking about prevention here, prevention of accidents, safety, of course.
Yeah, and prevention in a very visual way, so that it's easier to understand.
Dr. Kate, thank you for coming to the conversation. So very true. So with a student doing a project like so, then it becomes an app which becomes a product out there for construction industry and safety at that. This could be a game changer in the industry as well as the university, yes?
Yeah, that's right. So at the moment, we're still in the process of developing it, and also we are going to take it out for testing in the community so that we get some good feedback, and then we can make changes accordingly.
Okay, so with something like so, that's, of course, it's got to go through the right channels in regards to is it legit, does it work, then you can put it out there, because if it doesn't work, then it could be detrimental in some way, can't it?
Yeah, you want to be sure that the learning is happening.
Exactly.
We're working with the trainers, what do they want the students to learn, and then we do it and we check with them, and then we go out and check the students, did you understand this point, and
yeah,
to relate to each other.
So student / business person, entrepreneur, all the above with an app like so, you know, if you look at it.
And it's fairly modular, so we're hoping that people can come and say, look, we'd like to do another course through this system, and it's all set up and all the artifacts are there, so it's much cheaper than to add other sort of learning aspects.
So Dr. Kat, just talk to us regarding the student that created the app like so, and if it becomes a product as such, and I's and T's are dotted and crossed, so to speak, who then owns the app? Does CDU own the app, or the student, or the professor, doctor, you at the table? How's this work?
For a student, the student owns the app, but if we get other funding and it becomes a bigger project, then the university would own it. So it's hopefully going to go much bigger.
Yeah, sure.
Partly to be responsible. If we're going to expand it to other units, then we want the university to take responsibility.
And so with that, then is the student at the table forever and a day if it goes to a nation, if not global status?
Well, we're hoping to keep him doing that, yes. very much at the table. Because I just want to emphasise one of the software development skills is translating. Okay, this is what the scenario we want to do.
Yes.
This is where we want people to learn. But how to make that into an app requires a lot of creativity. And I really appreciate that Nand has been very innovative in making, okay, I've got these limited animations. This is how I can represent this learning. And it's done really well.
Fantastic, done very, very well. And we're talking about safety on a construction site, construction is a global thing. It's a big industry as such. So if we've got a product that prevents injuries or fatality, then it's got to be a good thing. And coming all the way from CDU.
and something you can do in your own time. You know, when you've been off hunting and you come back, oh, I've got to work, you can refresh.
Exactly. Fantastic. Well, congratulations to you, the student, Anu, and Dr. Kat, thank you for helping with the conversation and steering it. Fantastic. And hey, say, CDU today, tomorrow the world, Anu.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the conversation. And all the best to you guys. You take care, right?
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A beautiful Jan there. Jan up there with our student from CDU, Master of Information Technology and Software Engineering, Alumis. And that's Anu Kaju, and he created an app, AIDS construction safety in remote Northern Territory communities, and having at the table in the conversation, Dr. Kat Kuti, who's from the CDU as well, and was the doctor that gave the assignment to the students, and Anu picked it up and ran with the assignment and could become a game changer in the construction industry. There it is. From little things, big things grow. Have you seen Jan Upstrong? Added the conversation here, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS National Radio Service. Jan with the Bully Run, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and always good to be Jan with you, Mob. Too deadly.
Yeah, you know who it be.
You know,
baby, bear the dawn.
It's all but this time. GBC, I'll give it back.
CNS.
This time I feel lost in a world so cold and so lonely. This time I feel broke, and if I left, no one would even know me. This time I feel lost in a world so cold and so lonely. This time I feel broke, and if I left, no one would even know me.
This time I'ma make a difference. What you heard is what you're hearing.
True.
Everybody doubted me, you didn't believe in my dreams, saying you will never make it, making me lose faith in everything. How could I do what I gotta do when everybody's still hating? I'm losing my friends, it's a doggy dog world I hear. I know it's not fair, I need to get things off my chest to make it clear before I lose it and disappear. I know my options are open, where did I fail?
Nah.
And thoughts of losing this battle got me losing my mind, man.
True.
When will my life set sail? Praying for better days, knowing things will never change, yet it still remains the same. Am I forgiven for the stuff that I done? Affecting the people around me, even my loved ones. I'ma promise I'ma change in time, not knowing when, but I'll never lie. It'll get better with time.
This time I feel lost in a world so cold and so lonely. This time I feel broke, and if I left, no one would even know me. This time I feel lost in a world so cold and so lonely. This time I feel broke, and if I left, no one would even know me.
This time I'ma strategize and make moves, hoping to elevate my situation I'm in.
I'm in.
Sick of being broke and feeling down.
True.
When will I learn from the mistakes that I've made now?
I've made
time
now
to come alive and open my eyes and realize who the fuck is gonna stop me. No one why, 'cause I'm alone in this world, trying to figure out what the fuck I'm gonna do now. Please God guide me, show me a sign from above. Need your help, 'cause it feels like my life is
true.
From all the stress and pain, feels like I'm playing a different game compared to one another, but it's still all the same. All I'm asking for is a change in direction, 'cause I feel lost and confused from all these distractions.
True.
Show me the passage and I shall pass the message on.
Yeah.
Who else can I depend on? Thanks for the life lessons.
This time I feel lost in a world so cold and so lonely. This time I feel broke, and if I left, no one would even know me. This time I feel lost in a world so cold and so lonely. This time I feel broke, and if I left, no one would even know me.
Treehead, treehead. A big thank you to Bocconi's IGA, they're one of BBM's major sponsors. For all your grocery needs and the best local produce, head out to Bocconi's IGA. They're located at Brinsmead and Edmonton. Bocconi's IGA, they'll look after you.
Hey, what's it on your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Roll my toy, patuli man toy, pa, roll my toy, pa. Roll my toy, patuli man toy, pa, roll my toy, pa. Roll my toy, patuli man toy, pa, roll my toy, pa. Seseroy, patuli man toy, pa, roll my toy, pa. Roll my toy, patuli man toy, pa, roll my toy, pa. Seseroy, patuli man toy, pa, roll my toy, pa. Roll my toy, patuli man toy, pa, roll my toy, pa. Seseroy, patuli man toy, pa, roll my toy, pa.
Salasia come, Salasia come. Killing and pillaging, they don't give a damn. Burning the villagers in a demonic craze. Broadswords, knives, and their muskets ablaze. War, Salasia come. Listen to my drum.
Roll my toy, patuli man toy, pa, roll my toy, pa. Roll my toy, patuli man toy, pa, roll my toy, pa. Roll my toy, patuli man toy, pa, roll my toy, pa.
Salasia come, Salasia come. Pia drameriam from Lasendam. Run to the south, ya be alarm. An old man and his wife were hacked with a knife. War, Salasia come. Listen to my drum.
Roll my toy, patuli man toy, pa, roll my toy, pa.
Ah ha ha ha.
Roll my toy, patuli man toy, pa, roll my toy, pa. Roll my toy, patuli man toy, pa, roll my toy, pa. Seseroy, patuli man toy, pa, roll my toy, pa. Roll my toy, patuli man toy, pa, roll my toy, pa.
Salasia come, Salasia come. Cometa Milram from Sebek to Kiam. Might get their bones lay exposed to bleach. In the sun, there's blood on the beach. War, Salasia come. Listen to my drum. Your future's bright at last. Remember your past. You will make those same mistakes again.
future's bright at last. But if you forget your past, you will make those same mistakes again. You lay buried on the shores of Werbadu. I hear your spirit cry like the call of the blue. You call to come, listen to my drum. You call to come, listen to my drum. My drum,
my name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Just Radio Service. Have you saying Yan up strong. Now, free First Nations shadow puppetry show at Arts and Cultural Exchange Parramatta. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn there with Kayla Newman, producer of the First Nation program at ACE. And on the line, we have Kayla. Very good morning, sister. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Thank you so much for having me. My name is Kayla Newman. I'm a Wiradjuri woman. My family come from Dubbo and Wellow. And I'm also a Gadigal. My great grandmother was born on the Sydney Basin. And, you know, we've found that out, you know, through years of research. And it's just been so beautiful to. You know, lucky enough to find that there.
My connection, eh, sister?
I'm here on Darug country, so I grew up on Darug country in Parramatta, and it's just always good to be working and, you know, telling our stories and keeping that alive here. Yeah.
Exactly, and telling our stories and keeping it alive and using whatever medium possible. So we're talking arts, we're talking puppetry. So congratulations. Tell us about this Free First Nations Shadow Puppetry Show at the Arts and Cultural Centre Exchange Parramatta, please, sister.
Oh, I'm so excited. You know, I've never really seen anything like this, particularly in shadow puppetry. Like, it just adds that another element of magic. Bria McCarthy is a part of our... She's an awesome Wiradjuri woman, very strong. She's part of our youth... arts program at Arts and Cultural Exchange. Our youth program is called Still Growing, and basically part of that program, we commission one of our youth artists to come up with their story, to tell their, you know, in the way that they do it. And with Bree, that's through shadow puppetry. And she's been developing this piece, which she calls The Tales of Liminus. And basically, she's reimagining the Australian landscape where voices of nature are loud and unpredictable and mischievous. And it's the new world really meets the old, and it's using, you know, different music and, you know, aspects of songwriting as well as physicality of puppetry. It's almost cinematic. It creates, it also, like, has a childhood feel to it, you know, and where we really want it to feel very magical and make it like a thought almost, you know, like a little storytelling place to come and see this world. It's very, it's all about interconnectivity,
And look, it's a free event. It's happening Sunday, 26th of February. And so would we be sharing this at other venues as such in the near future?
Well, like I said, it is a development. So this is the first time Bree is going to be performing this work ever. So it's really great for people to come and see it for free, see what, you know, the work of Bree looks like and what it could look like and where it can go. So come, it's for free, you know, even share your thoughts and your stories. Mm. It's really a moment for that. And it's going to be filmed, and so will the rest of the series as well eventually. And we'd really love, you know, if anyone wants to program this in the future, it's just such a stepping stone for it. Yeah.
Kelly, can you paint us a picture in regard to puppetry? Here we are in the 21st century, 2023, alive and kicking well, yes?
Yes.
Tell us about puppetry, please.
Puppetry is just incredible. Like, there's so many different forms of it, and it has such a rich history, you know, culturally all over the world. And it also has that very childlike, like, nostalgic feel of, you know, around the campfire, around, like, a light and, you know, a makeshift blanket, you know, and it's just so easy to create such a world out of nothing, or, you know, have, like, hand puppetry, for example, is just so effective. And but with shadows, it's really, really beautiful to see how light and shadow work together to create such a personal, for what Bree says, she calls it a personal dreaming, like it's interconnecting, you know, herself, the aspects of nature, what inspires her, and, you know, creating another world. And really, it's just so magical.
And when you look at this, look at this fantastic show as such, and how you describe it, and we're talking puppetry, one, you're entertaining people, especially children, but also it could create a platform for inspiration for people to step into this industry as such, yes?
Oh, totally. Mm. You know, like, shadow puppetry originated, you know, years ago, and it's just an awesome way to really just show different ways of, you know, play and, like, just telling stories. And it's a great stepping stone for, like, other things, you know, because even in shadow puppetry, you've got, it's pretty much, you're putting on a show, like you're putting on a play, but it's just different, you know?
But it helps with you as an individual to visualize what you're watching as well and what you're hearing, to paint a picture in your own mind, you know?
Yeah.
Totally. So, and how long have you been producer of First Nations programs at ACE?
I've been here, not long actually. My beautiful sister Hannah Donnelly, she's another Wiradjuri producer here.
Yes.
She's been here a lot longer than me. She also even did Biennale here and curated that. And she went off to have her new baby, and I stepped in while she was
holding the reins.
So we've just been growing and growing our group here, you know, and we've got a few other First Nations people coming in, growing our team. That's what it's all about, like just keeping it strong, keeping our stories, you know, alive and well. And
And as I said, whatever means necessary, whatever vehicle, medium that we use to tell our story, because we're storytellers as Black people, you know, and you're using puppetry and art and culture in this space. So I think it's fantastic. Thank you very much for sharing. So that's happening Sunday, 26th of February, 12 noon till 12:30. 12:45, looking at the times here. Free event, isn't it?
Yes, it's for free. Yeah, yeah.
So come along, bring the family, bring the kids, come and check it out, get inspired, get entertained, and get motivated about life.
Definitely. Yes.
Okay, Kayla, nice talking with you, my sister. All the best. Congratulations. Big shout out to the mob there at ACE, and keep doing what you do, my sister.
Oh, we send love to you. Thank you so
much. You take care, darling. Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. Bye.
A beautiful yarn there. And Kayla Newman, her name is, producer of First Nation programs at ACE, ACE. And we're talking about a free First Nation shadow puppetry show at Arts and Cultural Exchange, Parramatta. So you mob down Sydney Way there. Go and check it out. Free event. and to register for your free event, free tickets. Find out more about Tales from Luminous. The winners are one. Head to the ACE website, ACE that is, and ACINC, one word, incorporated, .org.au, and what's on / Tales of Luminous. Do check it out. To Deadly Mob, this is your daily program, National Talk Black, voice for our people, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service,